This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey plans to implement an action plan Monday to ease investor concerns after its currency, the lira, tumbled amid tensions with the U.S. Turkey's finance minister described the lira's weakness as an attack, a comment similar to that made by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Tüm dünyaya ticaret savaşı açan.
In remarks to party officials Sunday, Mr. Erdogan warned those he said were waging a trade war with Turkey that Ankara would seek new friendships and alliances. He denounced the effort to sacrifice America's relationship with 81 million Turks for a pastor with ties to terrorists. That pastor is Andrew Brunson, who's been detained for nearly 2 years, allegedly for terrorism and espionage in the wake of the 2016 failed coup. The U.S. has demanded his release, insisting he's innocent, and placed sanctions on the Turkish interior and justice ministers. Brunson is one of many irritants in the U.S.-Turkey relationship that Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said must be resolved diplomatically before it escalates.
And should try to resolve the problem right here, because solution to the political problem is not the economic retaliation. The minute you do economic retaliation, you lose control over the political and diplomatic issues, as well as cause problems that you will not necessarily be able to handle when the economy, global economy, starts to spin out of control.
The lira, under pressure from high inflation, has plunged by nearly half this year, in part due to Mr. Erdogan's resistance to higher interest rates, which would impede growth. Malian voters cast ballots in a runoff presidential election amid tight security. Several polling stations came under attack, one election officer killed. Voter Alpha Kaba said he remains hopeful the nascent democracy in Mali can eventually sort out the country's many problems. He said it will take longer than just 2 5-year mandates. This is VOA News.